You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Gallifrey has been transformed. All her resources dedicated to the fight, to our glorious crusade. And now the fate of Itulus shows the universe must fear the wrath of the Time Lords. Stand with us, or face the consequences of inaction. There is no neutral ground in this war.
Lord Rassilon.
Daughter of Time. The CIA may not be familiar with the new War Council protocols. Wait for your president to open the floor for discussion. I do not see my Prime Minister in session.
Lady Livia sends regrets. She is unable to attend. Urgent security reviews in the capital.
Security? Is that not within the remit of Director Mantos?
My lord,
I am leading the assessments. Livia is reviewing my findings.
But needless to say, the Prime Minister fully supports all decisions made by the Lord President Eternal.
As well she should. Who are you?
Under Cardinal Cantico, my lord. I deal with the Lady Livia's administrative affairs.
I believe there are new dispatches from the IDU. And since I have now granted their coordinator a seat at this table, the CIA. Lady Romana, you may speak.
Thank you, my lord. After the disaster of Itulus, there's been a lull in temporal disturbance. Awareness of our conflict is growing across space and time. The Matrix shows thousands of races fleeing potential battle zones.
The chatter of lesser species does not concern me. Mantos, what from War Council control?
We are using this brief respite as an opportunity to seed training camps through the cosmos. Commandant Harlan has taken command. He is identifying secure locations.
I do not need to know the minutiae. Tell me of our victories. Our Prime Minister's office must have some news to disseminate. You, Livia's underling.
Lord President, there are reports of heavy losses.
Does that sound like victory? Stop! I see why my children need my guidance so desperately. We fight, we die, we fight again, until this menace is driven from this universe. For that, Gallifrey needs inspiration, not rumors of disaster. Do I have any advisors with anything of import to say?
Lord President, if the floor is open...
It is, Coordinator.
I am concerned by the proposals for the Academy. It is a vital and important institution. After all, once this war is won, we will still need that knowledge to rebuild.
Once this war is won, you see, confidence. That is what I want from my council.
However, I cannot condone its closure and the expulsion of all students.
Madam Coordinator, it is not for you to condone or otherwise. This is Rassilon's will, so it is done. I know from the Matrix records, and indeed from my own experience, that you have served Gallifrey well for a very long time, Romana, and you have defended your beloved Academy from all manner of attacks. Let me ease that burden now.
Thank you, my lord. I'd like it on record that I am actively seeking other solutions to this conflict. If not diplomatic means...
Diplomatic?
Then any other methods at our disposal. Surely it makes sense to keep all our options open? The Academy should be a part of that.
The Academy remains a font of knowledge, but it must specialize for these times.
My lord,
edict stands. All non-Gallifreyan students expelled. All resources devoted to the study of every weapon we have and to seek out more that we do not. I have given Cardinal Olestra a remit on special projects.
Olestra? But she's...
Do not question me! I am patient, Daughter of Time. I have invited your agency into my circle, but if it does not prove an asset, I shall reconsider. War Council dismissed.
Under Cardinal Cantica?
Hmm?
A word.
Director?
Was that true?
I'm sorry, but I'm not sure.
Don't dither, Under Cardinal. Is it true? Liv is actually reading my report? I notice she's missed several War Council briefings lately. I thought she was just hiding.
The Prime Minister has been focusing on domestic concerns. She feels it is not her place to advise in matters of war. She has always made it quite clear...
Clear that she doesn't have the stomach for it. Some might put it less charitably.
Director Mantis, I must object.
Must you? Well, I hope she takes the same brave stand on this internal affair. The situation is increasingly dangerous. She should let me deal with it and grant all the resources I need.
I'll be sure to pass on your advice.
Good. And tell your mistress to send Romana to me as soon as she's finished complaining. I expect that's where the coordinator scurried off to. If Livia has read the reports, she'll know I have a schedule to keep.
Now I've seen behind closed doors with my own eyes, and it's confirmed all my worst fears.
How was today's war council?
It goes too far, Livia. You have to agree with me now. In fact, I know you do. That's why you weren't there.
You must realise I am in a very difficult position.
Yes, I imagine spending your entire life sitting on the fence is extremely uncomfortable.
I thought you wanted to work together. Checks and balances.
The concept of cooperation does require that at some point you actually do something.
I am so sorry, my lady. The coordinator was ahead of me.
Aren't I always?
Never mind, Cantico. Romana is leaving.
Are these things you wanted to happen? The fate of Issylus? The Academy? Or Gallifrey?
My lady, please.
Good day, Romana. We all have work to do.
What were those all-important security issues anyway? Do they even exist? Should I know about them?
They do, and you will. The IDU has prepared a full briefing for your agency, too.
I'm supposed to inform you, Madam Coordinator, Director Mantis requires your urgent attendance.
Any hints, Livia? We are working together, after all.
I wouldn't want to steal his thunder. Don't keep him waiting. Open the door for the Coordinator, Cantico. We'll speak soon, Romana. Just... not here.
I was in two minds about meeting you down here. I wouldn't be surprised if you lured me to the cloisters to dispose of me.
Don't worry, Narvin. I've no plans to get rid of you.
Who does, then? Perhaps I'd simply disappear. Like Bavari, or Dahlia, or any of the other supposed dissidents.
I told you we no longer speak of them.
Anyway, why would I, when we're getting along so well? It's a pity about Eris, I liked him.
It was a pity about the whole of Issylus. I'm happy to take over liaison duties again. Well, not happy exactly, but I welcome the opportunity to keep my eye on you.
Eris, Carlo, Ace... Leela. If the CIA keeps losing agents at this rate, we won't need to disband it.
Enough pleasantries. What do you want?
You'll see. In just a few moments. Ah, perfectly timed. I thought it best if you witnessed this firsthand rather than reading yet another dry memorandum. Stay behind me, Narvin. Guards, prepare to engage in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6...
What
Five,
is this? Engage what? What are you
four,
doing, Mantis?
3, 2, 1.
Locate the target. Rassilon must die.
What? In Arcadia?
Now, Commander, deploy stasis field.
Attempts to detain. Offensive action.
Ah! Damn it. Fire! That's all of them. They're dispersing. Negative on any prisoners. Nothing left again.
Mantis, explain to me what just happened here.
I will, but we have to move quickly.
The Sicarii Collective. I've never heard of it. What are they? A species? An army?
Something of both.
and perhaps a few other things too. Come in.
An invitation to IDU headquarters. This is an honor.
You're not just liaising with the War Council now. Get used to working to my unit's schedule, and you're not alone.
I hope you've been brought up to date, Romana.
I have.
And Narvin has just seen an incursion at close quarters.
The Sicarii Collective. How was the encounter?
Fast. And deadly, on both sides.
You knew they were coming, Mantis. You can predict these incursions? Why am I only being told about this now?
Up to now, the IDU had been containing them, but now we're at a whole new level of alert. Activity is increasing almost exponentially.
It sounds like an invasion.
It does rather, doesn't it?
And we wouldn't want news of that to get out. Gallifrey would panic.
Glad we're on the same page, Coordinator. There's another due in less than 20 microspans. Inside Sector 5. Commander Vrail, organize an evacuation of the laboratories and get an intercept squad over there.
Yes, sir.
How many have there been?
26. The first was 6 days ago, outside the Citadel. But more than half were inside the last 2 days, closer and closer to the heart of the capital.
Increased frequency and precision. Presumably homing in on their stated target. Have you informed Lord Rassilon?
He doesn't care. His Eminence believes he's immortal.
Not without reason.
His personal guard has been trebled. Ideally, we'd suspend all public appearances. But Rassilon is unwilling to hide.
I imagine persuading the Lord President Eternal to do anything he hasn't thought of himself is nigh on impossible.
The most concerning aspect is this. We finally managed to hold on to a fragment of one of their devices this morning.
The design. It's almost familiar.
Time war technology. It might have been salvaged from anywhere within this conflict, and with a bit of application, turned to this.
I understand your concern. If the Sicarii can use flotsam from the Vortex to breach Gallifrey's defences, how long before Daleks can too?
I'm surprised you haven't just wiped them out. Destroyed this collective's home planet.
We would, if they had one. But their origins are clouded. In fact, they seem to have been brought into existence by the Time War itself.
We've tracked other instances of spontaneous progeneration since the conflict began.
Specifically by the resistance to the Time Lords, which started on the planet Issylus.
Ah, I hope you're not pointing any fingers, Mantis.
Errors were made on all sides. We need to work together on this.
I can see how much that pains you. Well, keep us appraised, Director. The CIA will assist in any way we can. Narvin. Oh, it's been a while since these doors were opened.
Of course. I don't understand. You say we're going to pool our resources into the Sicarii threat. Then we head off to this forsaken place.
It's a long way from anywhere. That's the appeal.
The agency hasn't used these mountain stations since, well, long before the Dogma virus. Vansale was the one who started closing them all down.
We need to be far beyond the capital's dome for this.
We usually talk about the research in our quiet room, after you've swept the listening devices.
This is about much more than that. Besides, after all we've experienced over the last few weeks, I think we can safely assume any sweeps inside our offices are generally unsuccessful.
You mean we just have to accept that the War Council, the IDU, Mantis hears our every word?
Well, it could work to our advantage. I'd expect them to expect us to be looking for our friends. First rule of counter-espionage, let the other side think they're already getting information. Since you mentioned the research, have you made any progress?
I'm afraid not. Braxitel more than covered his tracks. He's left multiple false trails, all leading precisely nowhere. I can't even track Ace's history from her biodata anymore. Her time trace is blurred and contradictory, all the way back to her departure from the Doctor.
Those are Brax's fingerprints, all right. What about Leela?
Nothing. All the evidence points to, well, to her being deep within the Time War, at best.
And at worst?
I'm not ready to give up on her quite yet.
Keep looking, Narvin. That's all we can do. Now, I suppose you want to know why I really asked you here. Anyone else at all, for that matter.
You think he...
Rassilon's secret police can disappear castellans and cardinals from inside the Citadel. You think he'd have any qualms about outsiders? The ones who don't matter?
I suppose not.
Not that I need any more reasons.
More reasons for what? You're worrying me, Romana.
Good. Because I think the Sicari Collective provides an opportunity. The perfect opportunity. Get rid of him.
What?
They're assassins. Let's make sure they carry out their purpose.
Romana, you can't consider... The Lord President, that's treason!
Look around you, Narvin. How can it be treason if this isn't even Gallifrey? This isn't the world we've fought so hard to protect.
Things have changed, yes. People have changed. It's a time of upheaval and uncertainty, but... That's what happens throughout the universe. Civilizations change, even Gallifrey.
After all we've seen, Project Revenant, Valerian, Issylus, can you really object to this course of action?
To conspire to kill the sitting president, Rassilon, of all people. It's tantamount to regicide, no, deicide.
He is not a god.
No? To some, to many, to the majority, I'd say he is.
We used to be driven by ideals, science, art, learning. I admit for some of us, that tipped over into curiosity and we actually left the planet. But even the stagnant old Time Lords who remained took pride in overseeing all of creation. They protected the timelines. That was their purpose above all else. Now what drives us? Fear. That's what our Lord President Eternal thrives on. It's no way for our people to live.
But still, to even consider... The President, and not just any President, the founder of our whole society.
Times change. Look at you, Narvin. Look how different you are from the rule-bound stickler I met. Oh, it seems like lifetimes ago.
I can't do this, Romana. Please. Don't ask me.
We've come this far together. Will you really abandon me now?
Leela supported you. Look what happened to her. I said not to involve the Master.
Are you blaming me for that?
No, I... No. I will help you with everything else. Anything else. But this assassination... It goes against the grain. We should never speak of this again. We'll find another way.
Of course. I'm sorry, Narvin.
What is it?
I wondered how far you would follow me. It seems I've found the bridge you won't cross.
Thank you for the latest reports. I'll have our agents look them over. See if we can improve the Matrix tracking of these incidents.
This has been working out well, hasn't it, Narvin? You and I? Cooperation?
I certainly feel more comfortable being kept so efficiently abreast of what you're doing.
We should be working together. And with that in mind, I thought it only fair you have advance notice of how close we'll become. Come into my office. What if this arrangement became permanent?
What?
Lord Rassilon has considered the events of Issylus long and wisely. I can't condone your agency's actions, but ultimately the President's desired outcome was achieved.
Yes, the universe is starting to become as terrified of us as they are of the Daleks.
But we cannot allow any future conflicts of interest. To this end, the Celestial Intervention Agency is to be disbanded and all of its duties absorbed by the IDU.
What? This is an outrage. Romana would never stand for it.
She won't have a choice. I'm informing you first.
Why? Do you want me to do your dirty work and tell her?
Not at all. I'm offering you an opportunity. If we work together, truly together, there will be rewards. You know of the resurrections, of course. We've delved into the sister's secrets as many as we can.
What are you implying? Speak plainly, Mantis.
Coming from you. Oh, how times have changed. I know about your condition. In all that you've been through, your travels, your ordeals, your ability to regenerate has been compromised.
And?
The War Council has free rein. Everything that once needed High Council approval, we can do. Rassilon gives us total control.
Isn't that what happens in a martial dictatorship?
If that means granting a new regeneration cycle, so be it. Your agency gave one to that renegade after all. Look what happened there.
I was never happy about the master. You're offering it to me, aren't you? What do you expect in return?
Loyalty to Gallifrey. Nothing you're not already willing to give. Yes?
This is under Cardinal Cantico. I was looking for Deputy Coordinator Narvin.
I will be visiting Lady Livia shortly.
Oh, no. The Prime Minister has asked me to escort you to an audience with Lord Rassilon. His Eminence issued the command, and it falls to me to arrange it. Hence...
All right, come through.
Did you know about this? It seems very well timed.
Not at all. The President doesn't communicate his every whim.
What's this about?
All I know is that you are invited to the presidential throne room with utmost haste. Could we please hurry?
You see, Narvin? You're already going up in the world.
Play the holograph. Insects. Why bother me with this trivia, Mantis? They're of no concern to me. Come.
Lord President Eternal, Deputy Coordinator Narvin Exelonum of the Celestial Intervention Agency.
Yes, yes. Leave us, underling.
Of course, yes, yes. By all means.
Lord Rassilon, this is an honor.
Closer, child of time.
Of course, my lord.
Tell me, are you loyal, Narvin?
What? Yes, my lord. Of course.
Good. I know you are. What is your coordinator planning?
We are defending our world. There are always any number of plans, strategies in progress. Was there something specific? I'm not sure I follow exactly what your question is about. My lord.
Romana is incorrigible, is she not? There is something in her that is always fighting against Gallifrey's destiny, always looking outward, instead of focusing on what is important, what lies in our hearts.
Romana does what is necessary.
As do you. I know how loyal you are. That was a bold strategy you instigated.
I beg your pardon, sire?
To stop the Daleks at their birth. A pity you didn't choose a better agent.
Yes, I was hasty, perhaps.
Not at all. Such a move, it verges on genius. That is the kind of clear thought I would have on my war council.
I'm sorry, are you asking me to...
I am your Lord President Eternal. I do not ask. Join us at the next session of the War Council, not as Romana's deputy, in your own independent capacity.
My lord,
Dismissed, Councillor Narvin.
Cover all exits. We need to catch one of these creatures. Romana?
Director? Not like you to call me direct.
Narvin is indisposed, and it's a matter of some urgency. Our intruders are on their way again, in force. Commander, outside the panopticon doors.
Don't you usually have your security teams deal with them?
That's the trouble. This sudden spike in Sicari activity. Multiple entry points detected.
More than the IDU can cope with.
I would appreciate the use of your agents. I'll send the locations through.
Receiving now. Where are you?
Upper level of the Panopticon Gallery. This is as close as they've ever come to the presidential chambers.
I'll dispatch all available personnel. Where is Narvin, by the way?
Last I'd heard, he'd an audience with the president.
With Rassilon? Why would...
Just get here now, Romana, and have your people bring whatever technology they can to prevent another escape.
I'm on my way.
That's worrying. Suddenly, I'm flavor of the month.
Deputy Narvin?
Apparently, I'm a counselor now. I don't suppose you've any insight into what Mantis and Rassilon are really up to. Is this all a ploy?
I really couldn't say.
No. You were never much good at keeping secrets, Cantico. That's a general alert. All through the capital.
Oh, no. What's happening now?
Come on. We've all had the same summons. Everyone's needed at the High Council chambers.
Hurry, if you please, my lords. Return to your private quarters. My guards will take care of your security.
Mantis, how long do we have?
This time we barely had any notice at all. The Matrix is getting worse at predicting them, not better. Almost as if they knew how we're tracking them.
Romana, another Sicari attack, I presume?
Yes, I've assigned our agents here and at the other projected incursion sites, armed with the latest containment rays.
Working together at last, eh, Mantis?
We need to get hold of one of these things. Strip out its biodata, then we might have a chance of stopping them. Incoming in 10. Ready, weapons. 9, 8.
Where
seven,
were you, Narvin?
6.
One cannot ignore a summons from Rassilon.
4.
What did he want?
3.
I'll have to tell you later.
1. Here they come. Commander!
Rassilon must die. Acquire the target. Locating.
Activate force fields.
It's not working. We cannot allow them to break free. Guards, open fire! There's another wave incoming. Down in the cloisters again.
Shouldn't we be trying to capture them?
Mantis is right. There's no time to do anything else. Keep firing!
Director Mantis receiving. Report.
Sir, we have one in the cloisters.
Narvin, take charge here. Romana with me. We've got one pin down in the sub-levels.
There, over by the podium. More incoming!
If they're going to keep on coming, we must make certain that Rassilon's secure.
Lady Livia, this is Director Mantis. Ensure the President's safety.
I will not run.
Lord Rassilon, please. There are bunkers beneath the capital for such emergencies.
I will not cower. What is that?
Another communication from Director Mantis. Multiple Sicari attacks ongoing. Sire, this looks to be a full-scale assault. All available troops are being summoned.
What are these soldiers?
Your personal guard. If they make you feel safer, I wouldn't wish to dismiss them from your side.
Nonsense! They must go where they are needed.
Commander, you hear your president. Take your men and report to the Panopticon.
Yes, ma'am.
Close the doors, Commander, and secure them.
This collective, these Sicari, what are they? Vermin, pests, chronomites to be crushed beneath my heel.
I'm sorry, my lord. We must remain here after all. This chamber is as secure as anywhere in the capital. We'll wait for news.
Very well. But as soon as this emergency is over, my children will see me. Rassilon hides from no one.
I am certain that between them, Romana and Mantis will deal with things. One of them should be here to report very soon.
Well done, Captain.
Self-destruct.
You really have caught one, trapped in a stasis field.
Look at it. Android and organic components.
A hodgepodge of technology and biology from any number of worlds caught in the Time War. I'll run a temporal tracker.
Any number of worlds that have set themselves against us.
Very existence is paradoxical. The Sicari Collective were brought into being by a world that, as of now, never even was. Wait a moment.
What are you going to do?
Take a sample. As you said, biodata would be useful. Commander, release the stasis. Now.
Oh. Detention resisted. Self-destruct.
Contain the explosion! Romana, get back! Damn it. Nothing. No indication of where it came from, how many there are.
Or who sent them.
What about your sample?
Crushed, I'm afraid. No organic matter retrieved. Thank you for pulling me clear, Mantis.
At least it left some componentry behind. That's more clues than we've ever had before. I'll get it analysed.
We've equipment better suited for this kind of thing at the agency. Allow me.
Why not? CIA, IDU. We're one happy family now. See how well we work together? What's that?
A summons from Livia in the presidential chambers. Lord Rassilon wishes to be appraised of the situation.
I need to be certain the crisis is over before I can leave here.
Why don't I take care of it? You should contact your squadrons. And actually, Director, you should have first dibs on these remains.
Is that it? Have they stopped?
It appears so. For now.
It's chaos. The chapters want to know what's going on.
We've got the Chancellery Guard... Sorry. The IDU scattered across the whole of the capital. I suppose we simply have to regroup and wait for the next incursion.
Those things... They could return at any time.
Exactly. Any time and anywhere they wish, it seems. Is the President still in his chambers?
Yes. Lady Livia is with him. The whole of his retinue were called out to deal with these creatures.
I don't understand. The Sicari must know where he is. They've attacked virtually every other location on Gallifrey.
The throne room of Rassilon is safe, impregnable.
Really? I've stood in the ruins of a lot of impregnable places.
What should we do? Keep the guards on patrol?
Let me try and contact Mantis. He's the one keeping tabs on the Sicari. Director.
Narvin?
What's the status? Any more incoming?
No. It seems the emergency is over, for now. The Matrix indicates that the Citadel will remain stable for the next 50 microspans at least.
It's been wrong before. We should keep troops on high alert. We may only get seconds' notice next time.
Good thinking. And while we've a respite, that matter we were discussing...
We've discussed a lot of things lately.
The personal matter. Now's as good a time as any. Meet me in the War Council Control Center.
Well, what now?
Do what you do best, Kentico. Dither and panic.
Thank you.
You made it. Lord President, I asked Romana to update us on the situation.
Lady Coordinator, my Prime Minister and I have been held in isolation. What news?
My Lord, the Sicari Collective have appeared on every level through the Citadel. It looks like a concerted attack.
We should recall the Arcadian squadrons in case they're needed.
And reduce our planet-wide defenses? Never.
Mantis will do whatever he deems necessary. We should remain here, as you say, in isolation.
Daughters of Time, you seem tense.
The heart of our world has just come under unprecedented attack.
Yet we three are in the safest place on Gallifrey. Are we not?
Well, yes, my lord.
I understand. This is all some kind of distraction.
Really, sir? The Zakari Collective is determined to end your life.
Aliens cannot kill me.
Oh, of course not, my lord.
It would take one of our own to do that. Is that not true, Romana?
How did you know,
Romana?
The obsequious one, Cantico. She furnished me with all your recent security requisitions.
I should know by now. There are always leaks.
The weaponry specifications seemed familiar from the reports.
You actually read the reports? Today is full of surprises.
This is what these Sicari have used. Our own technology, corrupted and twisted, to reach Gallifrey and to seek out my person. There can be only one conclusion. If this alien filth indeed seeks to murder me, then it is with your blessing, Romana.
The alerts are dying down. Your people are mopping up across the capital.
Our people. You see, Narvin, this is the future. Cooperation. At least this time we salvage this. Some of the Sicari weaponry. And Romana was willing to let me take charge of the analysis.
That's not like her.
Take a look. What does your experienced eye tell you?
As we thought. This technology comes from our own arsenals, cannibalized and adapted.
Two of the incursions just now are inside those arsenals. Secure vaults holding equipment just like this.
So the very act of breaking in would give them the means to gain access in the first place. That explains the sudden escalation.
But it doesn't explain why they've stopped. I would expect the Sicari to be sweeping through Gallifrey now. They'd certainly be capable.
Not necessarily. Recursive timelines would be tricky to negotiate. Bootstrap paradoxes even more so. I imagine the Sicari origin point is undergoing temporal shift.
You see, Narvin? Whatever our differences in the past, I need someone with your experience on board.
I have been considering your offer.
Good. Because there are other reasons why I brought you to this research room. I can offer you more. Those side projects of yours, I know what you've been looking for. Or rather, who? See what I found.
The hologram. It's Ace. She's safe on Earth, inside its time lock.
How much of her memory your friend left intact is anyone's guess.
Braxitel is many things. I don't know if I'd call him my friend.
You see, Narvin, you've a history of making compromises. Alliances which may seem unpalatable at first, but ultimately prove extremely rewarding. Speaking of which, this is everything we have on the Savage.
Leela's alive too.
She has appeared so at certain temporal spatial coordinates. Of course, inside the heart of a time war, that status would be very much under threat. My final gift is hidden here. Please, enter the chamber.
In there? Isn't that a zero booth?
With some enhancements. Your regenerative powers restored by Rassilon's decree. We can't have someone on the War Council who barely qualifies as a Time Lord.
I don't know what to say.
Think of it as reward for the service you've done. And for those you will perform. For the benefit of Gallifrey. Go on. Step inside.
Very well.
Now I'm told it stings a little. But it will all be worth it in the end.
I suppose it is time you learned the truth, Lord Rassilon.
Truth? I have studied the actions of your agency, Lady Romana. You make truth a flexible commodity. I commend you on that achievement alone.
That's always useful for those in power to control the narrative.
That is why I have ordered its dissolution. Your CIA will be absorbed by Director Mantis and his IDU. He proves unfailingly self-interested. I can trust men like that to behave as I wish. So, your technology requisitions, I presume they were handed to the Sicarii?
As soon as I began to consider using them and looked into those Isilis transmissions, I found a delegation at my door.
You showed them how to conceal themselves from the Matrix.
As I worked out how to help the Sicarii, the timelines adjusted to my intention. A side effect of engaging in a time war.
You supplied Time Lord technology to their source. You created them.
No, they were always going to come for you. The Sicarii Collective is born of a universe in fear of the Time Lords. Fear that you have stoked. But once I made my decision, the attacks became more frequent, more targeted.
A self-fulfilling prophecy.
If you have read the reports, then you'll notice they haven't killed any more guards since I started helping them.
Oh, child of Heartshaven, such compassion.
There is only one target for assassination.
You've been with your Celestial Intervention Agency far too long. Their tangled methods are not the only way. Why didn't you just shoot me?
It wouldn't work. I know you of old, Rassilon. You prepare for all eventualities. The Divergence, Zagreus, I was there.
You remember, Daughter of Time.
You have your sash, your rod, and they're just the defenses we know about. Everything you've created to protect your person.
Quite right. That is another thing I bring from the old times. I trust no one.
Paranoia. Never a desirable quality in a dictator.
But not without foundation. Look where we now find ourselves. This is some ambition, Romana. To stand against me alone?
Not quite alone. Livia?
Yes, Coordinator. Should I do it now?
Lady Livia, what is your part in this?
The Prime Minister is key, or rather, she possesses a key. Now that you've done away with the office of Chancellor.
A key, but no weapons. What can you hope to achieve? How long has your intrigue been brewing?
Not long. I observed the Coordinator and her deputy visiting one of the old mountain stations several days ago.
And Livia finally decided which side of the fence she was on. I wondered how far you would follow me. It seems I've found the bridge you won't cross.
I should go. And we should probably leave separately. Allow some time before we're seen arriving at the capital.
Take my skimmer. It's the quicker of the two. I'll see you back at our offices. You will keep looking for our friends, Narvin?
Of course. I'll do everything I can. I'm sorry, Romana.
So am I. I suppose I should... Oh, no. It's too late to run anywhere. What would be the point, anyway?
Romana.
You were watching. The surveillance, even here.
Wherever you go, I like to keep an eye.
Aha! A nanodrome. And Narvin thought they were desert mites. So, what's it to be? An ignominious assassination in a deserted outpost?
It is an assassination I'm concerned with. But not yours.
Am I under arrest? Where's the IDU?
I came alone.
Really? No Mantis lurking in your TARDIS with Commander Vrail? Stasis at the ready?
I saw what just happened here. What you suggested. Narvin wouldn't help you.
No. But I will. I have made a mistake. I saw a chance to correct it. This is not the Gallifrey I wish to save.
Livia has had a long, hard battle with her conscience, but we got there in the end.
My daughters conspire against me. Can it be so?
Activate the key, Livia. Open the Matrix door.
So you have a door. Where do you plan to flee?
Oh, the door's not an exit. It's an entrance. And it's not for us. It's for something else entirely.
We brought you here. Alone, undefended, unarmed. And we also brought an army that wants to kill you.
Who are we to stand in their way?
Destination reached. Target acquired. Rassilon must die.
Not long now, Narvin. You'll be back to your old self, a real Time Lord, once again.
No! Francis! Let me out! Stop this!
What is it?
Open the booth inside the arsenal, you said.
Yes?
Can we do this another time?
Restore your regenerations? The process has only partially begun. I don't know if your nuclei are even stabilized yet.
I need to go now.
Narvin?
I'll explain later.
Oh, no. The Sicarii.
This is some sport.
It's not working.
Give it time. I've given them adaptive weaponry. They should be adjusting to every force field, every repulse beam, every nano shield he can deploy.
These vermin! You truly believe they could destroy me?
Romana!
Even in their hundreds, they cannot.
There! The sash! It's degrading. They've found something that works.
You cannot kill Rassilon!
Time for another appointment with the president. Oh, no! Clearly, everyone's occupied now. How to break into the throne room of Rassilon? Some secrets the CIA will always keep.
Rassilon must die!
Romana!
Marvin! What are you doing here?
I came to save you from yourself, but I see I'm far too late.
They're getting through, Romana! They're actually hurting you!
You need to go, both of you! Mantis already knows the Sicarii are bad.
This...
What is this?
I suppose it was always going to be impossible to hide this many of them.
This way! Step aside! Oh, my good blood, how many are there? Open fire! Protect the president!
You've raided the weapon vaults, I see.
If the enemy are using everything we have, then so should we. Romana, you'll pay for this. Secure the exits! Nobody leaves!
Oh, my children...
Lord President.
Sire?
Is he?
I'm afraid he is. Alive, that is.
Keep those two covered.
This is what I need. People who stand up to me. People who will kill for their beliefs.
I am sorry, Lord Rassilon. I don't know how she did it.
Oh, do not disappoint me now, Livia. Not when you have just proved yourself. Give me your hand, daughter. Own your rebellion.
Proved myself? Oh, my lord.
This is how things were in the old times. Omega, Vendicillian. Barely a day went by without... some betrayal, some coup, some new bid for dominance. You see, dear Livia, Power must not simply be earned. It must be seized. Every sunrise should burn. Every night should freeze the marrow. Existence is pain. It is how we know we are alive.
Lord Rassilon, please, don't try to move.
I feel it. The wounds are mortal, but not fatal. Soon, I will begin again. The blessed renewal. How I have missed this.
He's mad. He's completely and utterly insane.
He is our leader. Guards, seize the coordinator and her deputy. It seems Lord Rassilon still favors his prime minister.
He won't let go of me.
This was down to me. Narvin is blameless.
I thought we might have had a future, Narvin. But you'd really give up your lives for her.
Narvin.
I've done it once. It was somehow easier the second time.
I could never have divided you. Take them away and lock them up.
My lord, what has happened?
You, politician, you try to impress. You squeal and squawk, but you are blind to the plot of your own mistress. What use are you? Mantus, give me that weapon. The glove.
Are you sure you should be...
The gauntlet of Rassilon. It is rightfully mine.
Of course, my lord.
Livia, help me. Place it in my hand.
There, sire.
Help me sit. I thought Gallifrey had lost all its warriors. Fighters like the general, Ollistra, Harlan. They're all gone to the battlefronts, leaving this world dry.
My lord, I am sorry. I did not wish to...
Enough! No more politicians. All on Gallifrey must know the stakes. This is the fate of all politicians now. What are you, Mantus? Politician or warrior?
Warrior, Lord Rassilon.
You, guards, what are you?
Warrior!
And Lady Livia, you.
Warrior, Your Eminence.
Good. Do not fear. Rassilon has more lives to win this war. Infinite lives.
He survived. It was all for nothing.
I can't believe it. You actually did it.
That's the point. I didn't. My final test. My last great service for Gallifrey, and I failed.
He can't be beaten. He is Rassilon. He truly is immortal.
What shall we do with you two?
I can imagine what you might have planned.
I doubt it. In case you are wondering, the Lord President Eternal has been placed in a zero booth.
Of course he has.
He is being bathed in Artron energy. His regeneration stabilized so that it can be managed properly.
You're going to make Rassilon's first true regeneration a public spectacle. Far from killing him, I've made him stronger.
Precisely. Now, follow me. Time to go.
Here, take this one.
I don't quite understand, Mantis. I thought you and Commander Vrail frog-marched us down here to cast us into the vortex.
Or worse.
Instead, you're telling us to leave? In a TARDIS?
What's it going to do? Explode on takeoff?
No. The last thing we need is you two dead. You'd end up as martyrs for the opposition. Better you're in complete disgrace.
Running away from a presidential assassination attempt. I can see how that might work.
You are war criminals. Exiles. I don't want to see your faces or any of your future faces here on Gallifrey ever again. Get in.
Since you put it so politely...
Come on, Narvin, he's not worth it. I told you, this isn't Gallifrey. Not anymore.
I have a war to win. Gallifrey will prevail.
I hope so. Because until it does, the Gallifrey that I know, the one I've fought for, until then... I don't have a home.
Commander Vrail.
Sir?
Hand me your Staser. Such a pity. She shot one of the IDU trying to escape. Once the Panopticon hears about this, Romana can never return.
Sicarii are gone. And our Lord President Eternal has survived. We will mark his regeneration. It will be broadcast to all our troops, across every battle zone, across every time front, wherever this war rages. He will prove to them all that he is still behind every last warrior of Gallifrey. And let the enemy see it too. Let it be known, Lord Rassilon cannot be conquered by death.
Very good. You're terrified of him, Livia. Precisely how Rassilon likes it.
What is this? A Type 50, 55?
A reconditioned model. Mantis would never let us have a new one. And he seems to have locked off half the controls.
Oh, what's that?
Our course is pre-programmed. We're heading into the heart of the Time War.
He really didn't want us coming back. He might not have set this TARDIS to explode. We end up in one of the chronoclasm war zones. He may as well.
We need to bypass the navigation circuits. Help me get this panel off.
Do you think you can gain some semblance of control?
I can try. It's been a long time since I had my hands inside the guts of a TARDIS.
And then what? Thanks to Rassilon, half the universe is terrified of the Time Lords.
And the other half wants to kill us.
Perhaps we should follow Brexitel's example and the Doctor's. Wash our hands of our people. Run as far and as fast as we can and hide.
You know that's never been my style, Narvin. And I doubt the Doctor will stand apart for much longer. Besides, there is something we can do.
The data the Panthers provided was hardly conclusive. It barely constitutes the beginning of a lead.
But it is still a beginning.
You really think we can? In a TARDIS that's breaking apart?
Hold on to something, Narvin. Leela's out there somewhere. We're going into the Time War to find her.
Thank you. You have been listening to Gallifrey, Time War, Volume 2. Havoc was written by David Llewellyn. Partisans by Una McCormack. Collateral by Lisa McMullen. And Assassins by Matt Fitton. Romana was played by Lala Ward. Narvin, Sean Carlson. Livia, Pippa Bennett-Warner. Mantis, Samuel Clemens. Eris, Samuel Gosrani. And Rassilon, Terence Hardiman. Trave was played by Paul Mark Davis. Future Trave, Silas Carson. Bavari, Lucy Robinson. Cantico, Rebecca Root. Aladra, Jessica Hales. Ista, Abra Thompson. Temis, Stephen Critchlow. Nyla, Carly's Pier. And Dahlia, Nicholas Kahn. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor was Matt Fitton. Producer and director, Scott Hancock. And executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gallery.